any trials out there that we're maybe going to see in the next year or so looking at any of these other agents?
Yeah, absolutely. So those trials are ongoing. So there's a quizartinib versus dealer's choice, if you will. So patients are randomized to quizartinib if they have FLT3 leukemia relapsed in the relapse setting to other multi-agent chemotherapy. That's one. And gilteritinib is undergoing a very similar study, relapse refractory FLT3 positive AML to get randomized to gilteritinib versus dealer's choice. So you can pick a multitude of different choices of chemotherapy. And then both agents are being combined with standard induction therapy, 3+7, to determine what's the correct dosing and schedule. And then a randomized trial will need to be done. Crenolinib is also being explored in that upfront exact setting. So you'll have three different trials, three different FLT3 inhibitors, all looking at whether or not they're better or different than midostaurin. So the bar is a little bit higher than it was when Dr. Stone did the RATIFY trial, but I think this is all better for patients.
Any differences between these agents in terms of tolerability, side effects?
That's a little harder to know. The midostaurin clearly has a GI component. That is, there was more nausea and vomiting where for patients who were randomized to the midostaurin arm than not. And the other thing that came through, although very rarely, was rash. So there was a few more rashes. When I mean rarely, I mean it was just single digit. And, you know, quizartinib and gilteritinib haven't been explored in large number of patients in combination. They've only been explored in a single agent predominantly. And they have a very similar signal with a little bit of GI toxicity, that is nausea, vomiting, some diarrhea, but not much else. Very well tolerated by and large.